the Film Fans Podcast. This is our Christmas episode. My name is Chris.
And I'm Ben.
And I'm Joe.
And I'm Kyle.
Today we're going to be talking about some of our favorite Christmas movies. We also watched Rare Exports for the show. And we'll be talking about that. Eye rolling commencing.
Did you finish that?
Do we got a clip for that?
Is it? I'll try to find a clip.
It might be dubbed.
Täällä Rauno. Rauno from Finland.
What the fuck? What do you want?
We have Santa Claus. Selitä sille, että meillä on täällä pukki myytävänä.
All right, so anyway, Rare Exports, who wants to start us off here?
Do we want to, like, tell the tale of how it even started?
It's a tale of two movies.
Well, first off, you gotta give the heads up. It is a foreign film.
10 seconds in. Yeah.
It is a Finland film. It's dubbed. It's got subtitles. Yeah. You know,
2010. So. It was.
It does have a cult following. I will say. I know it does. You know, there. I don't know how, but
don't know why.
But because the first 2/3 of the movie is pretty bad.
It is. We talked about it when we were watching it. It was shot like very nicely. It looked like they spent some money on it. The acting was good.
A lot better production value than I had anticipated.
Way better. And the story was even, you know, pretty interesting for the first half, like we said. But then it kind of took a bad turn.
And it was a horror film in a Christmas tale or story or whatever. So it was kind of unique in that sense that there's not that many. There's Jack Frost. There's a couple. Jack Frost. But there's not a lot, you know.
And do you remember that movie Black Christmas? Came out a long time ago.
Right. It was like before Halloween. It was like, it's almost considered one of the first slasher movies.
Yeah?
Black Christmas. Isn't
it? Oh, then I must have seen the remake.
There was a remake.
Okay.
But there was an original that had, I want to say Margot Kidder or one of those actresses that did some of the stuff like back in the 70s, like early to mid 70s. She's a famous actress. But anyway, yeah. And there was a famous final scene.
There's a 2006 and a 74 right. version.
Okay, the 74 one. There was a scene at the end.
Margot Kidder was in it. Yeah.
Okay, I was right. I'm impressed myself. Anyway, the final scene of the movie is just a shot of the window. And the story is that these girls that are in the sorority or in the sorority house, and they stay there for Christmas instead of going home to visit their family, and there's a serial killer. And basically, the last shot of the movie, which is very creepy, is one of the girls is in the window, and she has, like, a bag tied over her head. I didn't see the remake. I don't know if this is how they ended the remake, but
I don't
she has a bag tied over her head, and she's breathing, like, you know, suffocating.
You don't even remember?
It was 8 years ago.
You're the one that took us totally off topic.
But anyway. No,
you don't even remember how a movie ends?
We were going to talk about Black Christmas anyway, probably. But
it was gonna
probably not.
It was going to come up.
That would have came. Because, yeah, it came before Halloween.
Did you plan on it?
I didn't plan on it.
I've never heard of it.
Well, I was putting that out there to kind of
screw everything out.
To compare it to Rare Interest.
Yeah, because there are Christmas horror movies.
There's not a lot, but there's
Silent Night, really? Deadly Night. There's Santa's Sleigh with Goldberg. there's a few. There is a Jack Frost with Michael Keaton, but there's also a Jack Frost with the evil killer snowman.
Mm-hmm.
But yeah, there's hundreds.
I mean,
Michael Keaton one not being.
I guess my point was that, like, I haven't really watched. I mean, I've not really watched a lot of horror films ever since I met you guys. I've watched a lot more, but it's just never been. I've never really even heard of any other horror films that or Christmas films that were horror because they've never made it they've never been good enough, I guess, to right. like really well, get people all, to watch it.
They're all what people B movies. They're all yeah. like
most of them are C.
Right. They're all they're direct to video. They don't come out of the theaters, you know.
So I don't even know where I heard of it from, but it was like, hey guys, let's try watching this. And, you know, all of our expectations were severely poor because subtitles, it's foreign, it's a Christmas horror film.
Made when?
2010.
Right, so it's 3 years old.
Pretty, yeah. And so the like the bar was at like, out of a 1 out of 10, I think we're all thinking about like 30%. Just like way down there. And then it showed up and we started off with like nice huge vistas of mountains and the
score was nice.
Yeah, and everything's just and the story continued to keep me paying attention to it.
I was at a 10 till up until about the half.
Yeah,
yeah. I was,
and that was the biggest problem. It just very it rose, and because of the rise, when it got terrible, it got worse than terrible. It was just destroyed every hope I had for it.
You almost have to wonder. I know when they shoot a movie, typically it's not shot like in order, like you don't shoot the beginning of the movie or then the end of the movie, whatever. But it almost seems like that's what happened. Like they started and like had this budget, and like we're using all this money and
to make it.
Oh, it looks awesome. It looks really good. It looks good. And then all of a sudden, halfway through, they're like, you know what? We are way over budget.
I don't think it looked any different. I think it just the story was poorly written. Because, like, Act 3 was where it just
But don't
fell
you feel
apart.
Like the first half, it seemed like the cinematographer that shot the first half died, like, halfway through the movie. Like, you didn't get any of those, like...
Well, it went to all dark, like, mostly because they were at night for the last half.
It did.
They were inside buildings.
It felt like it was shot completely different in the second half.
You got a Christmas horror movie about, like this gigantic, evil Santa Claus. We never get to see him.
Yeah.
That was my biggest issue.
I was so disappointed. They could have saved the ending for me if he had gone.
Yeah, if he
would have
came out, and that's what I said. If he would have came out,
and then we had troll hunters,
kids, and
we had troll hunters all over again.
Yeah, that was the same cinematographer the entire time.
I was fine that they didn't show him. I was fine, but I did not like the hero kid ending.
Yeah,
the spy kids.
That was my biggest problem.
It was so dumb.
Yeah, because I got distracted. I got like. What? Where did this come from?
And what I told Ben, I'm like, who lets their like 8-year-old kid ride on a cargo net below a helicopter, like leading naked old men to a deer herding electrified fence?
Like, it sounds terrible. The
same kind of parent that would let their kid run around in their underwear. For
yeah,
half an hour
outside.
Yeah, this director has issues.
Yeah.
Because even the old men were creepy at first. Like when you first saw them,
but
they were
always
fuzzy.
In the dark, and
they were
always
fuzzy, and they were kind of
creepy and
crouched like, over and like kind of creeping at you. It was creepy.
Yeah, but Gollum was creepy, and he was naked, but he was wearing a loincloth. Gollum, whatever his name is.
What are you Canadian?
But he was wearing a loincloth. That's all Gollum, that needed to happen. There was no reason. He was still dirty and creepy.
Right. I completely agree. They could have had something on.
It was unnecessary to make men
the nakedness
old,
was unnecessary.
Crappy men, skinny, super anemic crappy.
Just
men.
Like Lords of Salem. I said this would be a great double feature if you want to see naked old people.
Yeah.
You know,
if you're just having a day where you just want to see
naked
seniors.
This
I'm
one
sick
on
of
for the,
see some old
put this
wings
one on for the ladies.
Flapping
men.
In the breeze.
Then when the men come in, put
I don't
on Lords
understand.
Of Salem. Old
how
wings.
They found like 50... 60-year-old men, 70-year-old men to get naked. How do you put that?
I run in the snow.
They're from Finland.
No, but the worst wasn't even the running in snow. The worst is where they're hosing them down.
Oh,
like, let's show the shower scene.
That was just
with 20 old men.
Now at the end when they're shipping them out, I want to know who would buy a person like that. Like, is this black market or what?
I don't know. Like. If you were like, if it was robot Santa, it would
be fine.
Where do
you think they get the mall
but pass? Because they're selling these Santas into some sort of mail order slavery thing, like,
right? And they can't be happy about this.
Well, they,
like
they,
you're putting me in a box right now. What?
Yeah,
they looked happy.
Well, they looked zombie. They looked like they were just no.
Well, I guess the whole turnaround was supposed to be.
Okay.
That they were selling these to make up for the reindeer that they lost.
$80,000
was going to keep them out of
reindeer.
But what they didn't understand is they're naked. But how come the first one we run into is wearing a coat?
Because he stole it from some guy, but none of the others ever thought to steal
but
clothes.
But he knows he well enough have, to, blah, 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 to steal himself. Clothes.
He may have been the guy who killed like one of the construction guys. Remember you saw the helmets flying?
Yeah, well, but he still yeah, but, took a coat.
Well, he's and, cold. He might
these,
be cold.
These elves are 80 years old. You'd think in 80 years you would have seen somebody that was wearing clothes. Pants. Maybe you know, maybe they the saw a shop elves, or a store somewhere.
These elves had to have like supernatural powers, obviously, because
yeah,
like,
because
this 80-year-old guy,
the four of us could like, take out like right. 60, like 80-year-old guys.
These 80-year-old guys are taking out like four and five construction workers,
and
at
not
time.
Even they're like
the only reason it runs because their like, wings are out.
Because what?
Because their wings are out.
Yeah. Yeah, I keep my distance.
I thought it would have been cool because, like, the one guy got bit. Like,
just so push him over with
he bit
stick.
His ear off. And I thought that would have been cool if he would have, like, that was, like a zombie infection type thing where it's, like, now he starts
now
turning
he turns into
a,
yeah.
Like, you see him aging and his beard's getting gray and everything.
It's starting to fall out.
Yeah,
because
the whole scene with the old guy in the hangar where
looking.
They were, like,
yeah,
that was creepy, man.
Yeah.
Like, when the kid came in and he, like... He's yeah. like sniffing, and they're like, "What is he slow. Smelling?" They turn around and see the kid.
The slow turn.
He was creepy.
His head,
the
close up.
Close up on his like nostril flaring.
Yeah.
Yeah. All of it was pretty nice. It just it turned into Spy
that's,
Kids.
That's where it went downhill. Right after they got the old man out of the, and they were bringing them to. The
well,
guy.
It was for me. It was just the Spy Kids thing where it just went, what? Like everything else, like all right, well, fine. You're a horror film. You know, like, I'll give you this and I'll give you that. But then it just turns into a kid's movie. And, like,
it's
the entire time,
movie.
It's a rated R film.
No.
And then it goes, like, PG for, like,
it's almost G.
20 minutes.
Except for the wings.
And then it goes back up to rated R.
Well, that's the thing is, like, you make this movie. It's got naked old men. It's got
with
a rated
wings.
R. But
yeah.
It has a
there's
child ending.
People
make it end up for
adults. Spikes and, like, yeah.
So, what?
I think he's counting how many times he says the word wang. Oh. So, yeah, and then we had the, I was telling Ben, the most disingenuous police officer ever. Remember the cop? Like he walks over, hey, what's going on? And then the kid runs inside and finds the creepy voodoo doll in the bed.
And he, at that point, had he called all of his friends already or not?
Was yes.
Before
was
after?
I think it was after, right?
Because, like, here's a kid that's done his homework. He's, like, called everybody in his class. Except for he can't remember to put his pants on.
In the fire.
That was awesome.
And scares the crap out of his dad.
That was probably the best part of the film.
That was awesome.
Yeah.
Because, like, normally that would be unnecessary. But Santa's going to come down the chimney. Like, that's awesome.
Yeah.
Why did they have the footsteps outside of his window?
I'm assuming he was watching him.
But why
yeah.
wouldn't he just take him then?
Because he couldn't get in.
How? Why?
Yeah, really, why?
If you can, like...
Because it's not Christmas. And there's a bear trap in the chimney.
All the other kids were disappearing and it wasn't Christmas?
It wasn't
Christmas.
It was Christmas.
Because after, like, 10 seconds, the film turned to, like, Christmas Eve. Wasn't
I don't
it?
Know. That would be an elf. How does an elf even get up on the...
Why?
Well, and we don't know about.
I
him.
Wouldn't ask that because I mean he's evaporating people.
I like, feel like
grown
we're,
men.
Yeah, we feel like we're
way overanalyzing
yeah.
this movie.
Yeah.
I mean, the point was that somebody's watching him and he's decides not to put his pants on to go tell his dad.
Right, and then his dad has no problem with
yeah.
that. My son
his
comes out to talk to me while I'm cutting up
on
an 50% animal.
50% of his body.
Well, like you said, we're getting to the point where we're overanalyzing it. We're starting to dissect it as if it was like a major blockbuster hit.
Yeah.
Well, the thing is if they had flipped it around, if the beginning had been foolish and then ended strong, I'd be giving this movie a much better rating. But because they put our standards so high, we're shocked and awed, and we're into the movie, and then they just slam
yeah,
everything.
I almost wanted, like, I want to take the first two thirds of the film and just erase the third and reshoot it, refilm it, and you're gonna bump this thing up as long as it's, I don't do a terrible job. It would become a quality film that's probably gonna make a lot more money than this ever did. Just because, you know.
We could film it out back right now.
I wonder if this has ever, like, been considered for an American remake.
You're a lot bigger than all of
us. There's
been
American remakes.
Some horns.
Yeah, the Santa horns.
I'm a lot bigger than all of you?
No.
What the heck does that mean?
You make the best Santa out of all of us.
Well, look at Death at a Funeral. That was originally a British comedy, and then it, you know, we had a...
Well, I mean, yeah, America's got the biggest... I don't know if it's the biggest, but pretty much the biggest money, lucrative-wise, to go and make your film and present it.
Yeah, I'm just saying, like, with all these Japanese movies and all this, you know, you'd think this would have gotten a look, you know, but if somebody would have seen it and said, you know...
I wonder which made more money. Which version of Death at a Funeral?
Probably the newer one.
You think so?
Because it had...
I heard a lot of people that were not going to go see that.
Convert to
it was stupid, but...
There's a lot more pounds than...
I heard there was a lot of people who had already seen the...
Yeah.
Because that was a hit over here eventually.
Yeah. Well, I remember.
And then they didn't want to go see the other one because they thought it was going to be, well, dumbed down, basically.
And it was. Well, you had, like, Martin Lawrence, Chris Rock, all these big names. Kevin Hart. You had a lot of big name actors. Whereas in the original, you didn't.
I watched, like... You ever watch it? I watched, like, 15 minutes of the remake. It's almost per diem... Of the original,
right?
I mean the script and everything. It's just different people. It's like, what was the point of doing that?
Yeah, it was like the same thing.
You know what it was? All they were trying to do was change the demographic.
Wasn't he the one that did that, like, shot for shot,
like the exact same thing?
Yeah, which I watched
in color.
What was that?
The Psycho remake Gus Van Sant did, where he did it shot by shot, like exactly.
Gus Van Sant is a
pretentious tool.
Yes.
Anyway, so you got anything else about Rare Exports? Anybody? Or
jump right into the ratings?
I mean, this is a rare thing. Right? To start with low expectations, like Ben said, like almost nothing, and then skyrocket up to here, and then halfway through the movie go crashing back down, maybe lower than where you started.
I think it was lower.
It's very rare.
Mm-hmm. I don't know how to grade this. This is Rare Exports.
The way that I weigh my rating scale, I guess, for me it's a 2 because I almost liked it and I probably could even talk about it. I don't like feel guilty for not seeing it, but I kind of wish I wouldn't have just because it disappointed me so badly. So that's why, like, it wasn't terrible. It had a lot of terrible things in it, which had those disappeared, it would have probably made me enjoy it, or at least been, yeah, that was worth my time. But, like, I can't really tell anybody to go see this film unless I give them, like, a long list of three, you know, oh, well, if you want to see a Christmas horror film, but watch out for the naked men and, right, you know, this and the...
You're not going to see the
helicopter
monster
and the spy kids and the, you know, all these other caveats that I, you know, a long list of that. Besides all that, I don't know. But it wasn't terrible. It wasn't Lords of Salem.
No.
I'm gonna give it a 2. Just for the simple fact that there was like 3 acts. 2 of them were pretty awesome. 3rd one was awful. I could. This is maybe the first film I could say that I would actually watch the movie over again up until the last part. And then I could turn it off and be perfectly happy.
Go get real drunk and think about how it really could have been.
I feel like this is what Ben did after we left. He was like, just down and like, so angry at you. He's got a jug of moonshine. Those losers, they didn't know what they were doing.
Playing with
I was much.
Here comes Santa Claus. Oh no, you're going to eat the children.
Kind. Well, I'm going to give it a 5 up until the 3rd act.
No, I don't know if you can do split. I think I've tried this before and I got shot down.
I'm going to give it like a 4 up until the last 20 minutes, and then it's going to go down to like a 2. So I'm going to average it out and I'm going to go to 3 for the whole thing.
That's fair.
Yeah. I'm going with a 2 too. Just because
you thought the last part was a 2, really?
Because I was fine with not seeing Santa.
Well, if you're fine with that, I can see where it would be a better movie for you. For me, it's just one of those things where they tease you and they're like,
yeah, and there's no
giant thing you're going to, oh, never mind.
But then they never show it, so that's at least the one in my book.
Yeah.
Because it's like, then you have the intensity, like, oh, they have to hurry up before that thaws. But the thing that ruined it for me was the hero kid.
Yeah. See, I'm giving it a 2, and I think we might be we could be missing something. Because, I mean, this is a Finnish movie. I mean, you know, in Finland, there may be stuff in here that we're not catching. I mean, I'm sure they're not cool with naked old men, but there could be stuff, you know, in this movie that could play better over there. You know,
because of their culture.
Right. It could be something we don't... I mean,
I liked how they turned Santa back into like a pagan thing. I liked a lot of it. I liked
the
lore.
That was the other thing we didn't bring up. Who has this evil book around?
Yeah, yeah. That's true. Santa out in the middle of nowhere.
And the kid can get it, and it's like...
Like, I could see Santa, if it's at the
he's
middle
got it of his kids. He's got it in his personal library. Right.
I can see if like, it's, he like lives Santa. In Helsinki or something. I don't know, whatever the... And there's the, you know, university library next
to it. But that's our review. So if you want to go watch the first, hour 10?
Yeah.
Maybe.
Well, the thing is, even if it's Finnish, I mean, who on the planet Earth doesn't want to see, like, an 80-foot tall Santa Claus with horns?
Horns bigger than cars and just...
Yeah, but I absolutely want to see that.
Have you seen some of these Japanese game shows, stuff that they think is funny? I mean, it's pretty out there, so it's not out of the realm of possibility that some of the stuff that we didn't find funny or entertaining at the end could be to them, so...
If that's the Finnish version of Santa Claus, I can't wait to see what their idea of Easter Bunny is.
Yeah.
No, it won't matter. You'll never see it.
Rare imports.
A Christmas tale.
All right, so Easter tale. So Christmas movies. Do we want to do our favorite Christmas movies? What are your favorites?
I guess my favorite.
You should just write them all down.
Is just from childhood. Is the
just rattle them off.
Was it A Christmas Story?
Oh yeah, that's the one they show for 24 hours now. Is it Thanksgiving they do it on?
Or is it? No, it's Christmas.
Is it Christmas?
Mm-hmm.
Christmas show over 24
hours. That was always like my growing up as a kid. You know.
Well, there's so many great moments.
Nostalgia to it.
And I mean, you can relate to it too. It's so ridiculous. Like when he gets. Soap poisoning.
Oh, that's awesome.
Like who hasn't thought that? I'm gonna go blind just to spite my parents.
The dad's like, whoa!
Or like where the flick gets his tongue stuck to the pole. Like that's still iconic.
Now. I can't get it off.
I never understood why they just didn't take warm water and pour on the kid's tongue instead of ripping it off the pole. Because like there's a hunk of meat hanging there now, a flick. You know,
I think a little warm water and. I think it was it was a movie, but it was also like to add a little bit of sense of like danger in childhood sort of a thing. Because a lot of the movie is about, you know, being a child and having the dangers with it. You know, he says the F word and there's a danger because of that. Or,
oh, I have a story about that.
Like all of those, there's the bully that's beating him up. It's all about, you know.
He's got green eyes. I swear, green eyes.
His eye out. And, yeah, just.
The F word, that was... We actually dug into some quotes the other night. I can't remember. Somehow, we got in a situation where somebody's kid had said it, and they were like, you know, where'd you hear that from? And I was like, oh, man, that's great. That's like practically straight from the movie. Where'd you hear that word from? I must have heard that word 12 times a day from my old man. Schwartz!
Yeah. And then Schwartz's mom on the phone. Like,
there's no point. Mom, what I do, mom? Great.
They're kicking the kid down the slide. There's just
I am laughing hysterically over a child being beaten.
And then his
and we're bus drivers. Yeah.
The brother falling down in the snowsuit.
Can't get his arms down.
Yeah,
well,
my arms
every, down. Every time I see a kid get on my school bus dressed like that, like I have this little kindergarten, I just imagine, like, I want to push you down so much and just watch you wiggle back and forth.
You'll be safe.
So, yeah, that's probably my favorite.
But, that's definitely on near the top of my list for sure.
And I'm slowly, like, watching all the others that are other people's favorites, and it's still, like, it competes.
I'm just so burnt out on that movie.
You don't have to watch it all 4 hours. That's the great thing about it.
Well, no, but what I'm saying is, like, growing up, we watched it so many times. It's just like, I can't watch it anymore.
I would say it's probably been at least, like, 6 or 7 years since I've seen it. So it's been, like, I'm overdue, probably.
Yeah.
slightly. Yeah. Little Orphan Annie Dakota ring. Be sure to drink your Ovaltine. Son of a... His mom's yelling at him. Get out of the bathroom. He's like, I'm coming for crying out loud.
Now, have you guys seen that guy, that kid lately?
The oh, yeah. Who,
oh, yeah. Peter Billingsley.
He does, what does he do now?
He's like in everything Vince Vaughn plays. Like,
really? Yeah, he's like...
Well, he was in Iron Man.
He was in Iron Man.
He was in that Four Christmases.
But isn't he like a producer or a director also? Yeah. Or something?
He does a lot more work behind the camera.
Yeah.
I think you're right. I think he's a producer. The Breakup, Vince Vaughn, Jennifer Aniston, he was in that.
Four Christmases, so he was in.
We did get a get one comment that I posted on Facebook.
What?
Yeah, look at everybody looking up.
Really?
It's a relative, but still.
He's an elf.
My aunt from Tennessee, she did post, and she said that her favorite Christmas movie memory was watching White Christmas. And how, well, don't roll your eyes, man. This is old.
I'm still rolling them.
They're coming back around.
The point of her comment was that...
Yeah, you're dissing on the one person that's ever interacted really? With our show.
The point of the comment
is that she remembers when you used to have to wait, like once a year, this would come on TV.
Oh.
Like you didn't have VHS or DVD.
It wasn't on demand.
Like these movies were events. You know what I'm saying? It was kind of like Wizard of Oz. I mean, there's other movies they did it with, but
it was a year. Our generation doesn't even know that.
No, yeah. We can get everything, you know, on our phone in 5 seconds.
Yeah. White Christmas was on TV last night, and I've never watched it before. I know my mom was always crazy about that movie.
I haven't seen it either.
It's A Wonderful Life.
Yeah, and I watched The Wonderful Life like this past year for the first time.
And I sat down and I watched like maybe 45 minutes of, you know, White Christmas, and I was like, this is really cool. But I'm kind of bored now, so let's watch something else.
Yeah, I've been meaning to watch that movie. I just have yet to see it, and I think it's even on Netflix, so I was like...
Yeah, so I mean, you're talking about stuff like, you know, Charlie Brown Christmas. That's every year. Charlie Brown Halloween. That's every year. And now you have them on DVD.
Right, here's a little bit off topic, but you know that Charlie Brown song that they play that's a Christmas song? Is that really a Christmas song, or is that just the theme of Charlie Brown?
I think it's the theme.
Okay, then I'm still angry at that song.
It's a guy always... Giraldi or something, I
think? I don't know. But like every time I hear it, I'm like, this isn't even a Christmas song. Why is it playing?
It is a Christmas song, because the only time it was ever put on a special was for the Christmas special. It's Christmas, Charlie Brown. I have this.
I thought that was the theme of Charlie Brown.
I thought you might have been talking about the one with like the choir kind of singing, like
no, just the
Christmas time.
Christmas time is here, or whatever it is. Mm-hmm.
They actually have two versions on the album.
No,
they got the one with the choir and one that's just instrumental. Instrumental one's actually better.
Now we probably talked about this for the Halloween special.
Probably not,
but. Nightmare Before Christmas.
Wayne.
Is that like a Christmas movie? Or, I mean, is like, so. That's something.
It's definitely a Christmas
movie. I would more consider it a Christmas movie than a Halloween movie. Yeah.
It's definitely a Christmas movie.
But I think it gets
the whole
played.
Story is around Santa Claus and Jack wanting to, like, take over.
Yeah, I mean, he's just trying to reproduce Christmas. Yeah.
Right. It's almost. But, I mean, it takes place in a Halloween town.
You can watch it either holiday. You could probably argue.
Yeah,
I think it's one of those rare movies that falls in between.
I mean, it's about holidays just as much as it's about Christmas, I guess.
Yeah, the other Christmas movie that they show a ton that I still love watching is Elf.
I hate that.
You
movie.
Hate Elf?
I hate it.
I think that's one of my wife's favorite Christmas movies.
Tolerance for Will Ferrell.
Even though she likes the raccoon, where he tries to hug the raccoon.
I'm not a fan of Will Ferrell.
Tolerance for his like.
I like him when he
roles.
Acts as a normal person.
I like it when he's not the star of the movie.
Yeah.
Like, what was the one where he was drunk and the entire time?
I never saw that one.
I actually thought it was pretty good.
Is that Stranger in Fiction?
No, Stranger in Fiction is when Emma Thompson is dictating.
I thought that was a pretty good movie. Everything Must Go.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean, and he just acted like a normal person. You know, an angry guy that was just drunk that his life, or he was drunk and he was angry and his life fell apart within like 30 seconds. Yeah. So he's just
Stranger than Fiction, where he's a actual normal human being.
Yeah.
Because his comedy is dumb.
It's just overplayed.
What about Step Brothers? You don't like Step Brothers?
No, his comedy is dumb. He plays dumb.
Oh.
Yeah. I mean,
and that bothers me.
I think Will Ferrell's the closest.
I hate Anchorman.
I'm kind of a
Steve Carell's best part of that movie.
Absolutely not. Paul Rudd.
Paul Rudd's okay.
Joking in general.
I like
better than Will Ferrell.
I always imagined. I always wondered what it would look like to have a child, like a toddler, like 3-year-old.
Be careful where you're going to go with this.
Running around, only actually have a like an adult act like that. Like, if you ever watch, like I was
sitting in church. No, you can see that on, like, is it Sally Jesse or which one of those shows has the guys that wear the diapers and they build.
I'm talking about, like, the excitement.
What shows do you
watch?
What the hell? Is that what you're talking about?
No.
Because that's not what I picked up.
He's trying to go the other way.
He just said an adult acting like a baby.
Well, no, I mean, like the excitement, the fact that, like, if I have to go from here to there, a kid will run, like, all-out sprint just to get to the door. No adult ever runs unless there's a fire. Like, I would like to see that much excitement in an adult just for comical. And I think Will Ferrell's about the closest I get to that.
For just any general reason, or
no, I just think it would. Like, I was watching kids yesterday run around at church, and I'm like, and it was funny because I was like, Erica, you know, imagine if this was a group of adults, and there's just like 7 kids all running this way for no reason. They just wanted to get to that side of the gym.
You should see me.
That was loud.
What, my cough?
Yeah.
You should see me when I'm running back and forth from the oven to my video games, trying to get the pizza out before the next game starts.
So, anyways, my point was that I think Will Ferrell's about the closest I get to some child
seeing a kid in
that looks as an adult, but yet has the excitement of a child.
I don't know. And the energy. All right, Joe, so you said Scrooge.
I didn't say
one of your favorites.
I haven't said any.
Is it one of your favorites?
Yeah, it's up there, absolutely.
Yeah. I haven't seen it in a long time.
I'd say Scrooge is probably my favorite Christmas movie.
Yeah?
I like it because it's more of an adult film. I mean, it's... It's about, you know, even though you're an adult,
it's a Christmas Carol
you're trying
all
to,
over again.
Right. Yeah.
And but it's just a reproduction of it.
And it's
given like a modern age with your classic Bill Murray humor.
It's Scrooge and easier to watch.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. It's very easy to watch.
And it's,
you know what?
But
some of the parts get pretty intense in it too, especially towards the end. Just watching, like I said, watching it last night.
And the song at the end still gets you, like, every time. It's
What song is that?
I can't remember. I don't know.
Put a little love in your heart.
Oh, Annie Lennox. Right? The Arithmetic's right, isn't it?
I'm pretty sure that's not correct.
I better pull up that giant phone of yours.
Yeah, your laptop.
I don't even know the name of the song. How am I going to do this?
I'm pretty sure it's a duet, but it is Annie Lennox. And I will probably argue with you on this.
So, well, you already are. So,
so does anybody else have ideas for their favorites?
Trapped in Paradise.
That was a good one, yeah.
That's Cage, Lovitz, and Carvey. Is that what it is?
Yeah.
Yeah. I haven't watched that.
Jackie DeShannon.
That's where they rob the bank, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, you were totally wrong.
Thanks a lot, man.
Jackie DeShannon. Put a little love in your heart. It's all over this page.
You're wrong.
He was alive then.
Okay, Al Green. Billy Ray Cyrus. Still no Annie Lennox.
Ooh, Billy Ray Cyrus?
Yeah.
Maybe that
I don't want to see that one.
Duet with his weirdo daughter.
No, that's not nice.
She is weird.
She is very weird.
Wang.
And she looks weird.
She's the cutest boy I've ever seen.
I would almost say that about Justin Bieber, though. He's one of the prettiest girls I've seen.
Make it weird.
He's one of the prettiest girls I've seen in a long time. Justin Bieber.
Was.
I don't remember.
You had to make it weird. You had to make it weird.
Scrooge. So I really don't remember much.
Like, and it's got
how did the ghost
really got good
like
pretty
like,
good
like,
acting.
Because then there
well, you got the what's that one woman with the
high pitch.
Oh, that's like, Cheryl. She was in Transylvania 65,000.
Yeah. Is it Carol Kane?
No?
I think so.
That might be it.
I think
her Bernadette.
And she plays that her high voice. Because normally she doesn't talk that high.
No.
But she plays it well. Like it makes her iconic in a sense.
Karen Allen?
And then she's like.
No, Karen
Allen. Isn't there some point where she's just constantly mean to him? Like hitting him?
Oh, yeah. I love it. She's like. Well, he's not very nice to her.
I'm trying to remember what the last ghost looks like, one that's supposed to be scary.
Carol Kane.
Oh, he's death. He's like,
yeah.
What is he, like 8 feet tall? He's in the elevator with him.
Because isn't the cover of the DVD or whatever, like the skeleton hand, like pointing and over he's like sticking his head out or something?
No. Well, yeah. It's, he's lighting in cigar form.
Right.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Okay.
Yeah.
But, I do love that because that's definitely one of the more comedic parts. She's got a toaster. She's like, what's this? And he looks over. It's a toaster, and smacks him with the toaster. And he wakes up and he's like in the sewer. And you're going to have to bleep this out. He looks around. Bitch hit me with a toaster.
All right. So that's Scrooge. So, Joe, you wanted to talk about Trapped in Paradise with Nick Cage.
John Lovitz.
I've never seen it.
Never in your life?
Actually, I haven't seen it.
You haven't really?
No, I don't think so.
It's pretty funny. You need to check it out. It's a Christmas heist movie. There aren't too many of those.
No, but it's awesome. It's got Nicolas Cage, Dana Carvey, and John Lovitz.
Hmm.
And they play
brothers. I miss Dana Carvey.
Where's John Lovitz?
What is he doing now, Dana Carvey?
I think he got rich enough that he's just being a normal guy.
Master of disguise.
Right.
He was on SNL.
A turtle.
The turtle. Am I too turtly for the turtle club?
I know Joe's a big Nick Cage fan.
Who is
this? I was laughing at you.
Sorcerers with Sorcerer's Apprentice.
Yeah.
Face Off, Matchstick.
I like Face Off. No, it's not Face Off. No, I'm giving Face Off.
I like Face Off.
You always gotta go with the Matchstick.
I liked it. Oh, maybe I gotta watch it again. I liked it.
Who was the girl that played the Matchstick?
Which one? Matchstick Man.
What?
Was his daughter in the movie? Didn't she end up being like some hot actress later who played his daughter in Matchstick?
I was surprised when I gotta look her up again.
Who what? It was Allison something or?
I don't know. Look it up.
Allison Lohman.
I'm not looking
it up. Allison, yeah. I don't know what she's doing now, but
she's looking like Elvira in this picture.
Oh, okay, yeah.
So let me see.
Nice bow tie.
Yeah. Nice Botox.
Yeah. So anyway, Trapped in Paradise.
Drag Me to Hell.
Oh, she was in that.
She was the main star in that.
No.
Yeah.
She was in Gamer.
Was she really?
There was one scene in that I loved.
Are you sure?
I'm absolutely positive.
She was the main star in Drag Me to Hell.
She does appear to be on the front cover.
Okay, well, that's
that could be somebody else, right?
She looked different, though.
You sure you've seen that movie?
I didn't see the movie. Because at the end of it,
I haven't seen it, but I knew she was.
Yeah, well, she's the lead.
I've been kind of avoiding
her. Sam Raimi did it, so you know I'll check on anything Sam Raimi does. Just based on Evil Dead and
Big Fish, Matchstick Man. That's about it.
Big Fish.
I mean, she did like Beowulf.
I don't remember.
Flicka?
Anyway, wow, did we get way off topic. So Trapped in Paradise is about three brothers who decide to rob a bank in a small town.
Well, the two are convicts, or ex-cons, or release cons. And Nicolas Cage is the straight guy. And they've doped him into leaving the state and lure him to this podunk Pennsylvania town. And while they're there, they said, well, since we're here, we might as well rob the bank. And for some reason, he goes for it. Wasn't a lot of...
There's not much else to do. I don't remember much about it, but don't they? They do succeed at robbing the bank. And then, like, they see everybody how sad and upset, right? It kind of has a moral...
but...
It's kind of very...
They rob the bank, it's kind of like they get stuck in town because of the roads are closed. Right.
And it ends up kind of being like a crazy.
And every time they try to leave, everything goes wrong, and they end up right back where they started, which happens to be the bank president's house, who they've taken in and fed them and clothed them. And
so it's like one huge guilt trip.
Yeah. Yes, yeah. Yes. Except that John Lovitz never gets guilty. And Dana Carvey steals everything in sight.
That is what Dana was. A Dana Carvey is. Let's just go, right? Like where they're talking.
Yeah, he's a kleptomaniac and somewhat. How's the word?
Slow.
Mentally handicapped.
He's a little slow.
Yeah.
I like Nicolas Cage in comedies though. He needs to do more comedies. Because I think just his persona and the way he acts.
I don't like him.
He's over the top. Anymore.
Well, no.
I mean, it's one thing when he was like 20 and 30, but now he's like old.
Yeah, well, not only that, but
he's
every action movie that comes out with him in it now is just, I mean, let's be honest.
It's almost for the kids.
He's mailing it in.
Well, yeah, and he has the...
he's trying to pay off
the hawk on his head. The bird hair on his head. Did you ever see that picture? No, you got to Google that too, Joe.
How much did he have to pay in taxes? He got like his castle.
I got to Google the picture of Nicolas Cage's hair with the bird on it. Trust me, trust me.
I don't even know how to type that in.
Just say Nicolas Cage bird hair.
Wang. Wang.
Nicolas Cage bird hair.
It knows his voice.
Here you go. Some matching pictures.
I told you.
That is ridiculous.
What is that? That's got to be photoshopped, right? Because his forehead's longer than normal too. He's got like a 9 head.
That's awesome. Alright, I'll give you that.
So that's that Christmas movie.
Yeah. Kyle, any suggestions?
Hold on. I want to name this list off real quick. It's the 10 movies that were almost ruined by Nicolas Cage.
Almost. He was in them. They were ruined.
So these are the ones that actually were blockbuster. They made money.
He was offered, but he either turned them down or something didn't go wrong. But okay, so there was Charlie and the Chocolate Factory, where he was supposed to play Willy Wonka. Instead, Johnny Depp played Willy Wonka.
That's probably good.
I don't think that he would have ruined it anymore, though.
Could have been interesting.
No.
The Wrestler.
Wait, who is he? He wasn't going to be the Wrestler.
Mickey Rourke.
Instead of Mickey Rourke.
I think
that movie should not have been made with anybody else.
I still think that they should have just let Marilyn Manson be...
The Wrestler?
Willy Wonka?
No, Willy Wonka.
Oh, Willy Wonka?
Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah, I do remember that,
He was supposed to be... Jeff Daniels was casted instead.
Thank God.
I heard they're done shooting the new one.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, they wrapped up.
I think he would have tanked that movie.
Yeah.
Dumb and Dumber?
Mm-hmm. Oh, God. I was...
Yeah, I can't see anybody but Jeff Daniels and Jim Carrey together.
Tarsum Singh's Hellblazer?
Oh, yeah, that just would have been... I've never heard of it.
Yeah, I don't know. I've never heard of it either. Cast and say Keanu Reeves.
Oh yeah, I don't way to improve the casting.
Eternal Sunshine of the Spotless Mind.
Instead of Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey.
Jim Carrey was awesome.
He's hanging around in a lot of Jim Carrey parts.
Yeah.
Jim Carrey's hanging around a lot of his parts. That's
very true. Although it does appear that Jim Carrey's number two to Nick Cage.
Yeah, and let's be honest. I mean, you know what? I've never understood why there was always a huge buzz around Nick Cage. I never really thought he was like outstanding as an actor.
The Breakfast Club. Kid. What? Instead of Judd Nelson.
Show him the picture.
God.
Mm-hmm. Well, how old would he have been then? He would have been too old, wouldn't he? No.
Well, I guess no, crazy. He was in Fast Times at Ridgemont High.
What was the fry cook or whatever?
Yeah. And the only reason he was that is because he was too young. He couldn't work nights.
The Matrix.
Oof.
And, wow. Keanu Reeves was cast instead.
I'll buy the Keanu Reeves on that just because they needed somebody to act like a robot in that movie.
Strange little triangle here with Jim Carrey and Keanu Reeves and Nicolas Cage going on.
Lord of the Rings.
No. What? Aragorn? Aragorn.
Ew, yeah. Gross.
Viggo Mortensen took the cast and or got casted instead.
I don't even like seeing him with long hair.
Oh, I know.
Like Con Air. That was a Season of the Witch. Don't touch Con Air either.
What?
It's horrible, but I love it. I'll give that. The bunny back in the box.
Batman.
Which one?
Michael Keaton?
No.
No.
He was offered the role of the Scarecrow in the Batman Begins.
That could have been cool.
That could have been interesting.
Put a bag on his head.
He probably turned down because it was too small of a role.
Well, it gives like list of why he would have ruined it. And reoccurring. Stuff like that. Superman Lives.
He's been wanting to play Superman his whole life.
Only named his son Kal-El.
Yep.
Did he really?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. I don't even. Did that movie even get made?
No.
No.
Does he have a Superman tattoo?
I would be shocked if he didn't.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
He's all about Superman.
Shaquille O'Neal does.
And Bon Jovi.
Yeah, but Bon Jovi sucks. So.
But that's it for Nick Cage.
Yeah. So Kyle. What's your
thanks for the
going back to the Christmas? Okay.
Yeah, the
Christmas. The whole theme of the show. Yeah.
Oh, this isn't a Nick Cage special, huh?
No.
Thank goodness.
Well, I already said Scrooge, so I think that's where we started off with Scrooge.
What about movies that that aren't necessarily Christmas movies, but like Christmas
Die Hard.
Play exactly. That's exactly what I was thinking. Die Hard, I think, isn't there a Lethal Weapon?
Diner.
That's around Christmas.
Lethal Weapon.
But I feel like there's a lot of
with Ben Affleck. There's a lot of like Christmas movies that totally haven't been mentioned.
Well, there are.
Yeah, I mean, there's a lot of the classics that we haven't.
Suicide Kings.
Bothered with.
Because I haven't, you know, because the theme is around Christmas time.
I mean, like Miracle on 34th Street. I mean, that's on TV. Oh,
it's a snooze fest.
Right.
The worst Christmas movie ever made.
We're talking about movies.
I'd rather watch Goldberg go around slaughtering people.
We're talking about movies we would actually sit through. So, I mean, I'm not going to sit here and say I would sit through
It's a Wonderful Life.
I think those movies, you can see them once or you can see them when you're a kid. But after that, it's like, I don't need to see them anymore.
It's wonderful.
I mean, just to get like the history of
cinema.
You know, like if someone says Miracle 34th Street and you go, what? I've never heard that before. Like, that just almost seems weird.
Yeah, everybody's got to at least heard about it, but I've never watched it. I don't have the patience to sit down and watch it.
National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation.
Yeah,
we didn't talk about
I watched
that. We did not talk about that.
It was on last night.
That's mandatory.
Yep. Scrooge, that's almost a yearly It's a Wonderful Life.
That's our Facebook wallpaper right now. The Chevy Chase laying out the window.
Oh, I knew that.
Yeah, because Joe looks daily.
Yeah.
But yeah.
I saw that. I'd seen it a long time ago.
I was trying to remember the first time I've seen it.
In a long time.
What was that line that he said when they were sitting at the dinner table and Clark says to one of the kids, I don't remember the kid's name, but he's like, hey, Billy, I just saw on the news, they reported they saw Santa over what's called, Randy Quaid's like, you serious, Clark?
Is that true, Clark? Are you serious?
I love Randy Quaid, man. He makes those, the first Vacation.
Isn't he like a fugitive right now?
He's like, he went nuts.
He's off the
reservation.
Yeah, he's gone.
He
showed up to like
it's just like tax evasion or something stupid that he
like being chased by I want to say government officials. And
well, he's got like hotel bills.
There's something going on with aliens.
Yeah. It's weird. He's been on the run.
Who's his brother?
Dennis Quaid.
Dennis Quaid.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Who's he be doing for?
He flipped out.
Yeah. Well, he showed up to that one premiere in a muumuu.
And then remember in the movie where Clark takes him to the store and he's like, I want to get something nice for the kids, and then he just starts throwing everything in the basket and gets dog food, like this 50-pound bag of dog food. He's like, get something for yourself, Clark.
Yeah, I want to get you a present.
Yeah.
Spare no expense.
He's so good.
I mean, but that would be a fun character to write for. Because they're like, what would be the most annoying, crazy, ridiculous thing?
And then
you just come up with a list and you're like,
he's emptying the trailer out in the sewer.
Yeah, into the sewer. And it has some green all afterwards.
Merry Christmas! Oh, so good.
I liked him in Independence Day.
Yeah, same character.
Yeah, basically. It's strange.
What was that movie?
Movies?
I know what it was. The Wraith. Mm-hmm. I think it was called The Wraith. The one with Charlie Sheen where he's like he gets like inhabited by this alien and he's got like this car My brother obsesses over this movie. But anyway, Randy Quaid plays like either a deputy or a mayor or something. And he plays it, I mean, straight lace, man. And it's so weird to see Randy Quaid trying to play like this serious, like political character.
I wonder if that's really it. Like, he would have to try to play a straight, normal character. I mean, like, it would be the hardest thing for him to do because he's so gone.
I guess. Yeah.
Normally.
And then you got a Home Alone. We didn't talk about Home Alone.
Mm-hmm. You know they made a fourth one?
Oh,
Was it straight to video, though?
Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't that was a different kid, right?
Yeah.
They had,
that was after two.
Part one or two were Macaulay.
And then the third one was at some kid. And then the fourth one was a different kid. So, that's like, I don't even know if it went straight to video.
But yeah, the first one, I love Joe Pesci and Daniel Stern. Oh, I love them in that movie. They're the best. They made that movie for sure. Just the way they have physical comedy when they came in the house and all the stuff he had set up. And
that movie was perfect for me because I was at that age. And like it came out.
I could have been Macaulay Culkin.
But I mean, now looking back at it, it's just you're sitting there going, well, why didn't they just have the cops go to the house?
Then all the
cops. Yeah, like all the simplest sort of like.
Well, they did.
They could have solved it quickly. Well, yeah, I guess they did, but. Or he could have.
What are you.
Macaulay Culkin's 33.
Yeah, that sounds about right.
Like a couple years older. Yeah. So, anyways, what's that? What else?
But yeah, they got so many classic lines in that movie, like the "You're such a disease, Kevin." And then the what is the one kid? It's his brother, actually. Culkin's brother. Is it Felcher? Rory? Is it Felcher or something in the movie where he's drinking Coke and he's like, "You know I can't sleep with any. What's the bed?" And they show him over there, and he like smiles at him, got like this can of Coke that's like as big as he is. He goes... And then the big dorky red haired brother. Then at the end, they're like, "Oh, this is pretty cool. You didn't burn the place down." Like, shut your mouth.
I don't think he did, Richard.
I'm pretty sure he did. One had the tarantula and had the
Buzz or something like that.
Buzz, yeah. Yeah.
Buzz's in movies always look the same.
Remember Macaulay Culkin found that picture of his girlfriend? He's like, "Buzz's girlfriend, whoa." Remember it was like this chick because she had like braces and they're like, "Oh."
And then he puts the aftershave on his face.
Oh, yeah.
Ah!
Yeah.
I think about that scene every time I shave.
Yeah.
It's just one of those things.
It doesn't make any sense, though, because he didn't even.
What?
Did he even shave?
What?
Was like, was there even a razor to scratch his face with?
He was like 10.
I think you're overthinking it.
Yeah. I know. I do that a lot.
We know.
Daniel Stern is another guy that's kind of just fallen off the grid.
Yeah, he did a lot of those kid comedies.
He did.
He's done a lot of movies. He doesn't have to work.
He's City Slickers, yeah, I guess.
I remember him in that, was it Rookie of the Year? Where the kid broke his arm. Yeah. Remember he was throwing sunflower seeds with he kept choking on him, throw him in his mouth.
Some players like to put on ice after a game. Some people like to put on heat. So I put on, what is it, icy?
Hot ice or?
Hot ice.
Yeah, something.
It's just water.
Yeah. Yeah, he's good though, man. He's funny.
A Christmas Story 2?
Yeah, it just came out actually.
He's in
He's
in about like a year ago.
Daniel Stern's in that.
Which is actually the third of that series.
Is it really?
Mm-hmm. Or is it the other Christmas Story, and then it was like what was the name of it? But it had Rory Culkin in it.
It was like another Christmas like Story or something.
No, it
didn't have a name.
It wasn't part of Christmas. It was like a summer vacation one that they did. It's actually pretty good. I liked it.
He's done a lot of things, actually. He's just not a lot of it's big.
Anything else Christmas that we can think of that we're missing?
Well, I've seen 5 in the last month that are Christmas movies.
Oh, what were they?
All I Want for Christmas, which was like some
cheesy
1990s.
Why did you do that?
The parents got divorced.
Brought that up.
Yeah,
Leslie Nielsen was Santa Claus.
Was he?
Yes.
I felt like I slept through the movie.
Thora Birch.
I considered that a 2.
Was in it.
Did he?
Yeah, she was a little girl.
I didn't even recognize her.
Yeah, I don't know who that is.
I saw Christmas Vacation.
She was in American Beauty. She was the daughter.
Polar Express, which was actually pretty good. That was
Polar Express. My,
I don't
my
think I could watch it for another couple of years, but
I did see that at IMAX at Henry Ford in 3D, which was pretty
outstanding,
pretty amazing. Yeah,
yeah. And look, it's so it's too clear, really.
Like, yeah, I was with watching the snow it, and stuff. Just, when you watch it in 3D, it's nuts, man.
Then I also watched Love Actually, and I gave that about a 3. It was okay the first time. I don't want to watch it again.
Don't blame you.
But it's like a chick flick, and it's yeah. And then there's just people that I wanted to scream at because they're so stupid. But yet, I guess that's how you have to write a romantic
comedy. I mean, movies like The Grinch remake with Jim Carrey, is that really worth talking about? Not really. I mean,
I don't mind watching it.
It's all right. But
like, if it's on TV, I'd probably even watch it again.
If it's on TV, I'll watch it.
But
what I won't watch again are Four Christmases and Surviving Christmas, which I've unfortunately watched in the last month.
Just Friends.
Is that a Christmas movie? Ryan Reynolds?
Yeah.
Where he's fat?
That, well, I mean, it's one of those. It's
yeah,
around
where he sings, I swear. It's the best part of the whole movie.
And he gets, like, thin and he's just a douche or something.
Yeah.
To start with, and then he becomes, like, all Christmassy.
I think I kind of remember seeing that and thinking,
I watched it.
I didn't watch it all. I just was, it was on TV on my
own. My wife is obsessed with this movie. Like, her and her sister quote it all the time. I'm just like, what's that from? She's like, Just Friends. Have you ever seen it? I'm just like, no, I haven't seen it. I didn't see it last time.
And even if I have seen it, I wouldn't have seen it enough to know the quote.
Right.
And even if I had seen it, I would never admit to seeing it.
I've never seen Four Christmases.
I started watching it, and I got halfway through, and I was just like, this is no good.
Well, yeah, it's got potential to be
was
funny.
And was Gandolfini in that, or no? Was he a dad? Or
no, he was Surviving Christmas.
Robert Duvall.
Ben Affleck.
Yeah.
And that was awful. That was even worse. So, don't watch either one of them. They're like...
Dang. Refrigerator?
They're probably normally too, but considering...
You can see the spike of background noise.
Considering how much I like Christmas movies, they're easily ones.
So, all right, so... I guess that's about it for Christmas.
You got another one? Yeah.
Huh? Next time we get together, I imagine we'll probably be doing our... Top 10, maybe?
It'll be after the end of the year.
Hey, see you guys next year.
Yeah. So, Kyle
doesn't say anything for 10 minutes.
No, let's not put Wrath of the Titans on there this year.
Oh, yeah.
Let's reach outside the box this year.
Yeah. I still got a lot of movies that I need to see.
I do, too.
From here to there. Because there's, like, I want to be able to, like, see the Oscars and go, seen them all. Done. You know, like,
you guys have to catch up on Catching Fire.
I don't want to see it.
It's a blockbuster hit. You have to see it.
Yeah, there's a lot of blockbuster hits we haven't done.
I don't think it's going to make my top 10.
Probably. We didn't really do Batman until like 4 months after it was released.
Are we doing Fast 6?
No.
Kyle's watching all these movies for nothing.
Right. I'm on my way to watch these movies. Spending my money
to watch
these
movies. You wanted that movie anyways.
You guys want to go see Gravity. Well, I'm watching the
movies. I didn't want
to
see Gravity.
You're talking to the wrong guy about Gravity. I can tell you that right now.
It's the only thing available at that time.
Over the holidays, I want to see, like, Hobbit. I want to see Iron Furnace. I want to see American Hustle.
I want to see that one you said?
Huh?
What's the second one?
Out of the Furnace. Which I heard there's screeners around now, so.
Ooh, I'm going to go to the theater. And, like, a legitimate thing.
Yeah,
spend my money.
Well, that's how every red-blooded American should do it.
And all those blue-blooded Americans.
All right, so I guess that's about it from here.
King's listening.
Santa's going to be here soon.
Yeah. So. If you download screeners, he's not bringing your presents.
I have no idea what you're talking about.
So who brings the presents on Kwanzaa?
Let's not get into that.
No.
Nelson Mandela?
It's an African thing.
Oh!
Too soon.
Yeah.
Too tsunami?
Jesus.
Oh! That's like saying Paul Walker was driving too fast.
He was.
I'd be a little
Peter worried. O'Toole.
He wasn't driving.
Yeah, Peter O'Toole. Died.
Peter O'Toole died.
Maybe we should end with that.
I still haven't seen Lawrence of Arabia, so he's rolling over in his grave right now.
Who died?
Isn't it like a
Peter O'Toole? Yeah, it's real long.
I heard it's
epic.
Yeah. Epically long.
All right, so we're running
long. It's beautifully shot, but that's, yeah. And it's a good story.
So it's a rare export.
So yeah. I'm glad that I watched it though. In the past.
All right, so we're checking out. So
yeah,
Merry Christmas to one and all. And we'll see you in 2014.
Joe's a ho ho ho.
Bye bye.